We're in blowout. 6,000 off Rogues, 8,000 off Muranos, 8,500 off Quests, 9,000 off Maximas, 11,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima for just $99 a month. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
PNC Arts Alive New Dance Horizons are four world premieres by four of your favorite local professional dance companies. Tickets are on sale now. Click dancestlouis.org.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
teeth in the trousers.
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 21st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by one of my favorite places, Amini's. It's going to be one of your favorite places, too, once you take the time to walk through Amini's and discover all the fun and practical things they have to sell, especially as it's colder now, getting darker earlier. I hate that. You're probably going to be at home earlier in the evening because you're not going to play softball after work or whatever like you were in the spring and summer. So you're going to have things to do. You need things to do in your basement at home or your great room or whatever. And boy, do they have them at Amini's.
Hey!
Your home will become your favorite place to go. Like your own little Dave and Buster's there in your house. Arcade. That Bagnell Dam Strip where all the little games are. You're going to have the miniature version of that in your home. We'll talk about Amini's. Oh, and great lighting, too, Jaffe Lighting. After we introduce our, I almost said our board of directors. We kind of like our, sort of our own board of directors. Let's start with our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus.
Yes, they are.
And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
She hasn't said a lot today. She'll say hi to you, though, now. Tina Dalphia, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Told you. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
No, they're not going to. No. They're not going to buy it.
What?
He's got a game he wants me to introduce to Mr. Amini. He wants me to introduce him to Mr. Amini. He's got a game he wants to market. It's kind of like skee ball, kind of like foosball. What ball?
Cheese.
Oh, cheese ball.
No.
I don't even.
Surprising.
Yeah. I don't think so. Rad boy. One track mind. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limperous in the All Boy Orchestra. Oh, they never miss a note. Never. Bill Clevelin is on the way. We didn't forget about him. We just ran out of time. So let's talk about Amini's. What do you like to do? What do you like to play? I'm a gamer, but I'm not a fanatic game player. I don't own Xbox. I have PlayStation 2 and 3, and I like that kind of game, but not as much as I like what I call full-size games. You know, like, step up to the shuffleboard, or walk up to, or pull a stool up to the Pac-Man screen, or the
pinball machine. We have a pinball machine in the basement, and it's really the only one we really play with, and you can stand. Most pinballers, I think, like to stand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, yes.
But we when we first got it, we played for so many hours. We got a stool and sat up because we just got tired of standing up. We'd play for 8-10 hours on this thing. They have pinball machines. They have older ones. They have brand new ones. They have foosball. They have pool tables. I was watching Boardwalk Empire last night, and like so many movies, when there's a scene where two big shots are having a private moment, one of them is shooting balls at the pool table. You know, while they're talking.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, you know, I told him, I said, look at Jack. And then he hit the jump. And then the other guy takes his pool, and they're having this high-level conversation while they're shooting pool. Something about a pool table. And I don't know what it is. It's not really even, I guess it could lend class to a room, but it just, you know what else it is? You get people over that you don't want to talk to, and the holidays are coming up, and you're going to have some people, neighbors, relatives, you don't like them. But your wife insisted that they come by. Take them to the pool table.
Yeah, and everybody can play pool. Maybe not well. But
yeah, but you're right. It's not something you need any lessons on. Well, no. I took 18 pool lessons. Just grab a pool cue.
Play teams with you know, four people.
And it's not nearly as humiliating or embarrassing as ping pong. If you can't play ping pong, that ball is never going to go back and forth even one time.
And that's not fun just to keep picking up the ball.
Yeah, you're right. You're chasing the ball. Oh, there, go over and get it in the corner. You're not going to be chasing you know, the cue ball or any of the balls on the pool table. And it's kind of fun. Kids can do it. Adults can do it. And you're thinking, I can't afford a pool table. Aren't those things $5,000? Well, they can be. Amenia's has them from $1,500 to $30,000. And everything in between that low end and high end. You like the old classic arcade games like Ms. Pac-Man and Frogger and Centipede and Space Invaders? They have one game. It's a cabinet game with 60 of those original games. And Golden Tee Golf, the great golf arcade game. Shuffleboard. Who doesn't like shuffleboard? Only people that have never played it. You can kind of make up your own games on the shuffleboard table, too. Darts, electronic darts. Once you play electronic darts, forget that horsehair, pig hair, real darts with the sharp points that can kill somebody.
Yeah.
Forget that. These electronic darts, they keep score for you. You don't even have to know how to keep score. And it'll vocally, electronically, 20. It'll tell you how many points you just made. Ping pong, foosball, skee ball. I mean, this is a great family store. And the price range is one you'll appreciate if you take the time to go through the store to discover that there's a little something there for everybody. Rugs, holy cow, I've never seen so many rugs. Beautiful rugs, patio furniture. And we're coming to the end of the patio season, so go in there and grab whatever deals you can get. And before you make a lighting choice, whether it's a new home or you're redoing your home or you're just sick of the lighting, don't make a lighting decision until you go upstairs and see the Jaffe Lighting Collection, the upper level of Amenia's. Their website is Amenia's.com, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amenia's.com. Of course, you know where they are. Home of the Copper Dome down in Chesterfield Valley. You can't miss it. It's like the biggest thing there. Amenia's. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
Doing real well. Well, the school year, of course, now officially underway, and in Alabama, the law there requires schools to find out if students are in the country illegally. Fortunately, schools know what to look for when looking for foreign students. High test scores.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And a new report finds that 20% of people over the age of 45 had to dip into their retirement savings last year. The other 80% said, what retirement savings?
Yeah. Right.
And police say a stray bullet went into the Edward Jones Dome last night. Thankfully, the bullet landed in the vacant area of the dome that nobody uses, the Rams end zone.
Oh!
That wasn't necessary.
It was. Yes, it was.
And finally, this afternoon.
Hey, they're looking better.
Yeah.
played a little better last week.
Well, those replacement refs, you guys know those are absolutely ridiculous. They've annoyed just about everybody, and it's pretty incredible how bad they are. In fact, the worst was last night. Maybe you saw it right before they were trying to do the opening coin toss. One of the refs had to ask the players, "Did anybody have change for a dollar?"
No, that's bad. That's not good.
Book Club on Simon brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. See you.
And when they do the coin toss, don't they have a special coin? They don't.
I think so. Yeah,
it's like a
NFL coin with the helmet on one side.
Yeah. What if you did get out there and forget that? How embarrassing! I'm really.
Yeah, really.
And you look. It's like the guy forgetting the ring at the wedding or something.
Looking in his pockets.
Yeah. Hey, digging ahead. I know I had.
Did you hear the ref in the Rams game call him St. Louis?
St. Louis.
After one of the review, they're reviewing the play, and they go, and the ball goes to the St. Louis, the 45-yard line.
Hey, no disrespect to Andy Banker, but what happened that Jim Holder is no longer the dome, the voice of the dome? What happened? I mean, really?
I think it's political.
It has to be. Sorry, Andy, but look, the truth is, Jim Holder was a dome voice. That guy has the voice for the dome PA. I spent Saturday late afternoon. Do we have any Burke segment? We didn't do the Burke segment.
We got a couple things.
Oh, you got anything bottled up you need to release and that we might find interesting?
Well, yeah, I do, but I don't think you want me to do it. I was sick all week.
Let's start with the cutest one in the room. Tina, no, nothing?
No, I had to miss girls' night and we had to cancel a gig.
That's right. You got your voice back, though, today.
Yeah. It's back, but you can't sing when you lose your voice.
No, but it's a lot better. Than it was. Well, we're glad your voice is back. Peon, what do you have?
A couple things. Anybody know who Tony Dow is? You remember the name?
Yeah, Cleaver's brother.
Yeah.
Wally.
Wally Cleaver. He is now a sculptor. I didn't know this. And he actually got one of his pieces of art in the Louvre in France.
Yeah. What? Tony Dow?
Tony Dow. He's an abstract artist now. I just thought that was pretty cool. I saw that online. Second thing, did you know there are still states that allow spanking in school?
Yes, I did know
that. Yeah, I saw the article about the girl that got spanked.
Yes, a girl got spanked by a male vice principal. And she's like, I want to say 15 or something. That just seems...
That's a little, yeah, I agree.
A little weird. And why, when I was in school,
they spanked, but they wouldn't spank girls. Even back in the hillbilly sticks of Tennessee, we'd get spanked, but they would not spank girls.
What kind of day and times are we in that we still have states that allow spanking in schools? I don't know. I just thought that was weird.
Well, I got spanked. It didn't hurt me. Look how I turned out.
And I have one more thing, but I'll save it for tomorrow because I'd like to take some calls about it maybe. So that was it.
That'll make them listen to me.
Yes.
That's teaser. Very smart.
Teaser.
Anything else? No? No Burke segment? All right.
Nope.
That concludes the Burke segment. Saturday, late afternoon, early evening, I spent at the home of a guy named Tommy Jones. Not Tommy Lee Jones. I don't know movie stars, but Tommy Jones. Tommy Jones lives in Montreal, Missouri. Montreal, Missouri is a little nothing speck on the map in the middle of Missouri, way out in the country. And I did this a year ago. This guy is a country person. He's a painter, paints your house, paint your barn, and he's a lot of other things, and he's a good guy. And my point in this, I guess, is that once or twice a year, I like to hang around country people because they're real people. You know, we get this West County thing where we're always going to the mall or we're only hanging out and meeting people at some little bistro restaurant. These people don't do that. First of all, they're far, far away from any sort of venue or place like that. They live in the country. And if you don't ever mingle with people other than the Chesterfield, Wywood, Frontenac, Leduc. You know what? It's kind of a shame, and you're missing out because these are genuinely this is what America is made of, is these people.
Salt of the earth.
Yes, and I got to see, I'd say there were 60 people in his backyard. Kids, their parents, many of them you could tell just work their guts out. These are people that get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they feed goats and chickens, and they raise a couple of cows, and then they go to their job at painting or construction or whatever they do, and then they come home, and then they work more at home. They get about 5 hours sleep, and they're up at 5 o'clock again. And I admire those people. I don't know. I don't know what I was supposed to be or how I was supposed to end up, but I know that I wasn't destined to be real famous or make any great mark, but I also don't know that I have what it takes to do what they do, to just sort of disappear in the vast pastures and woodlands of mid-Missouri. And for anybody who thinks we're running out of land, get in the car and drive to Montreal, Missouri. We're not running out of land. There's plenty of land, plenty of trees, and plenty of animals, and it was just a pleasure. And it was sort of like being at a big church picnic. Everybody brought something. Of course, my wife had to stop and buy something. And we were hoping people thought that, you know, we made the potato salad or whatever. But there's every kind of cake and pie. And this guy is a hunter. He had the best, and he did last year too, the best deer tenderloin I've ever tasted in my life. It's as good as any piece of beef tenderloin or steak I'd ever eaten. Corn on the cob that was just melt in your mouth. That's, what do they call that, that two-toned corn, that's white and yellow. It's called, honey,
peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream. Yeah. That's it. Peaches and cream corn. And he made his own buttering machine. You dip the corn in it, and it comes out all buttered. It's just a great evening and a great bunch of people to be around. So spend some time with country people, and you'll figure out what life really probably is supposed to be about. And it's not about texting constantly or making deals. It's just living a good, simple life. Larry the Cable Guy is as fat as he ever was. And the reason I mention that is I'd love to see the check he got from Nutrisystem. Remember
right.
when he did the Nutrisystem?
Sure.
Hi, Larry Cable Guy from Nutrisystem. And now he's as big as ever.
Have you seen how white his teeth?
Oh, his teeth are too white.
Oh, my goodness.
They're too white.
Yes.
Larry, you're supposed to be a hick.
You're forgetting your roots,
Larry.
Your
teeth should be yellow. But he's so big now that I'm just thinking, it seems like that's the pattern. You watch these Nutrisystem, give it a year after the check is cleared, because, and they have a thing in their deal with Nutrisystem or Weight Watchers that you have to keep the weight off. As soon as that time period is gone, these people all blow up again. And it's not the fault of Nutrisystem or Weight Watchers.
No, it apparently
That's
works.
That's just what happens. You keep the weight off as long as you're paid to keep it off. I saw a kid Saturday rolling in the grass. These are just random thoughts. This kid was rolling like a log down a hill, and I got to thinking, I remember doing that.
Yes, but have you ever tried doing that as an adult?
I can't do it, man.
And how sick you are from that dizziness?
Well, not only that, when you're a kid, you don't worry about rolling in doo-doo or deer doo-doo or
hurting
grass
yourself
stains
or
hurting your shoulder. This kid was rolling like a spinning log down a hill, and I just thought, you know what? I remember as a kid, just lying in the grass, just looking up at the sky and smelling the grass, and then I decide to just tumble or somersault or roll just because I could. Those days are over, because Peon's right. You do that now, you break your arm or something, and you'll be sorry, so you can't do that. We go to Chesterfield Mall to go to this movie, End of Watch. And as we're parking the car, I look up and I see this store. And I am completely out of touch with the kids and their toys, and especially little girls, because my little girl is 24. But here's a store, and Tina's going to know what this is. And I asked my wife, I said, what the heck is that? It said American Girl. Oh, you know what this is? It's a doll store.
Very expensive dolls.
Yep, and it's huge. And I said, how can a doll store be that big? And my wife said, oh, my goodness. It's a big deal, this American Girl thing.
As soon as it came to St. Louis, all the little girls knew that American Doll was in St. Louis.
Now, what is the deal? It's not Barbie.
No, it's not, but it's almost like you remember Build-A-Bear?
You build your own doll.
Yeah, it's like Build-A-Bear, and it's like bigger than Build-A-Bear was when it was.
And
it's
so
huge.
They swap and collect outfits.
The girls have like stories about them.
Yeah.
It's a girl. Oh, yeah. She has a backstory.
Yeah, like she comes
clothing.
With a biography.
Right. And some of them are, you know, kind of Western-y, and they might have some saddles and Western clothes, and they might have like a cheerleader
who thought
doll.
Who's the genius?
And they have clothes that fit the girl who owns the doll, too, that matched the doll.
Oh, see, new brilliant. Outfits. And
brilliant.
That's a whoever you are, print money.
I salute you. Whoever you are who thought of this. But I looked at it. I didn't even know what it was. American Girl, I thought it was a clothing store for teenage girls. I don't.
You're out of the loop.
My wife said, well, you know, our daughter actually had a couple of these dolls. So it's been around a while, I guess. Man, I didn't know. Now, I told you, my back is killing me every day, and I needed a mattress, and I kept putting it off. I'm proud to announce that while we're at the mall, we go in a department store, and I bought a mattress. Shopping for a mattress is an interesting thing, and I'll tell you why. It's really kind of ridiculous. Because when you're lying on a mattress in a store, that's not how you sleep.
That's
you don't sleep in your clothes.
No.
And you just lie on your back and kind of look at the ceiling and go, this feels good. They don't sleep like that.
No.
You roll, you curl up, you're on your side, you don't have your shoes on. But we picked out a mattress, $2,500. I just can't believe it.
Did you guys cuddle? Because
we actually did it on the mattress right there in the store.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what's going to happen when we get it is
right.
We're constantly
going,
no, wait, you know what?
We need to break this
I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
But we did. Now here's what they said. I said, okay, when can we get the mattress? They said, we'll deliver it in 2 weeks. And I said, 2 weeks? They said, well, we have to build it. Now,
what?
That's either marketing BS to make you think it's a special custom deal, or they actually do
build. Well, maybe it is. Does it come with the Great Wall on it?
No, she has to put the Great Wall of China up herself to separate us. But I'm
so
getting
that's
a new
separate.
In 2 weeks, I should be like a different person because my back won't hurt me. So we got a new mattress. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you what it is. It's I don't know.
Did they put you on another mattress and check your sleep number and all this other stuff?
No. I'll tell you what the guy said, though. He said, that whole sleep number thing, what a bunch of BS gimmick
is it?
That is. And I believe that. I think it is. I just gimmick.
I do, too.
Now, $2,500, I understand, is not that outrageous. That mattresses. There was a mattress there for $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing. In the store, they have one mattress, but it's two-sided. Have you seen this? The left side is firm and the right side is soft, so that on one mattress you can experience the two. They build them just for display like that. So I'll let you know how I feel in a couple of weeks. My daughter, thanks to my daughter, who spent easily 6 to 8 hours of the last 24 hours updating my iPhone because I don't do it. I'm bad about it. I didn't have the latest whatever software. She has spent hours. And here's the thing I don't understand. Putting my stuff in the cloud.
Oh,
I'm in the cloud.
In the cloud.
I don't know what it is.
Wow.
Whatever that means. So thanks to her. Thank you for putting me in the cloud. What else? What else? Random thoughts. Oh, here's one. Football. We lost, I know, but I don't get the sideline reporting deal. Let's go down to the sideline. There's nothing that chick tells you from down there that requires her to be there.
No, and they're all chicks now. It's just the reason they get a hot chick on.
Now let's go down and check with Ellen. Ellen's squirmery. She's down on the side. What do you got down there, Ellen? Well, the coach. The general consensus is that during the second half, nothing she says means she should be standing on the side.
Aaron Andrews, they all look like her.
It's just window dressing. Mm-hmm. It's like one level down from another cheerleader or something. Bought a Powerball ticket, and I'll tell you why. I never buy Powerball, but I realized nobody's interested in this week's drawing because it's only $200 million.
Oh,
that's
so I'm
not
jumping
high enough
in.
Yet.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm jumping in. Never do that, but I did it this week. Had an MRI about 3 weeks ago. I call one of these open MRI places, and they said, we don't do that particular MRI. So I called another independent one. The lady says, I said, how much is it? Because I got to pay it out of pocket. She says, $395. She said, do you have the requisition from the doctor? I said, yeah. She says, does it say contrast with or without contrast? I said, it says with and without contrast. She says, oh, you know what? That's $695.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I said, okay, I have to have it. So I went, I had the MRI. We just got the bill. $2,400.
What?
Well, yeah. That doesn't include the doctor reading it.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of other stuff that they forgot to mention.
Nice.
So just, I had to throw that out.
Is the contrast, that's the dye, right? They shoot dye into
it? No. There was no dye. Yeah, wait, there was. Yes, they did put dye in me. So maybe that is what it is. What else? I don't want to forget anything here. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, did they find the driver in the pickup truck that hit the lady who was walking with her daughter and dragged her body? Did they find him yet? This is why cameras everywhere
are good. Is that in East St. Louis?
I don't think so. But I saw the truck on TV. This is why cameras are good. Clear picture of the truck. And they Friday they were looking. I didn't keep up with what happened, if they found the truck or not. But this is, the cameras are a good thing. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I don't do a Russian accent, so this Russian accent's going to sound like a combination of an old Jewish guy, a German. It's all over the place, but it's supposed to be Russian. The guy's going down the street in Moscow, and he kicks a bottle that's in the street, and a genie comes out. And the Russian is stunned, and she says, "Hello, master. I will grant." In fact, she said it kind of like this when she said,
"I dream of genie."
"Hello, master." No, not "I dream of genie."
"Hello, master."
There she is right there. She says, "I'll grant you one wish, anything you want." And the Russian starts thinking about this, and he loves vodka. A lot of Russians like vodka. So he says, "I wish to drink vodka."
Oh, that was good.
"Whenever I want." They all sound kind of like they're in a bad mood, Russian guys. He says, "So my wish would be, make me pee vodka." She says, "Your wish is granted." She disappears. As soon as he gets home, he takes a glass out of the cupboard and he pees in it. He looks at it. It's crystal clear. Looks like vodka. He smells it. He tastes it. It is the finest vodka he has ever tasted, and he peed it out. His wish is granted. He's peeing vodka. So he yells to his wife, "Natasha!" They're all named Natasha.
Yes. Right.
"Natasha! Come quickly." She comes down the hall. He takes another glass out, pees in it. He says, "Drink. Drink up." She says, "No." He says, "No, trust me on this. Drink up." She takes a sip. She says, "My goodness, this is vodka." "Yes, best vodka ever." She says, "This is good vodka." He says, "Let's drink. Let's toast. Let's celebrate." "Then I pee vodka." And they drink vodka till the sun comes up. They're blind drunk from this vodka. Next night, he comes home from work. "Natasha, get two glasses out of the cupboard." He proceeds to pee into the two glasses. They toast. They drink vodka all night again. Friday night, he comes home. "Natasha, grab one glass from the cupboard." She grabs a glass. He pees vodka into it. She says, "Boris, why only one glass?" He says, "Because tonight, my love, you get to drink from the bottle."
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. How do things look, Tim?
Well, good news. They've cleared that accident that was on southbound 270 before Gravoy off to the right shoulder. You're still running slow, though, approaching Manchester through Doherty Ferry, and then a little heavy in pockets from 44 through Gravoy. On eastbound 70, a little bit west of the Edward Jones Dome, you had a stalled tractor-trailer cab that was blocking the left lane. That had traffic stop and go from between Grand and Salisbury through there. On southbound 55, do have a report of a minor accident. They may have moved that off to the shoulder, too, but it was a little slow from Union or Bayless through Union. Also, on eastbound 270, we're just running a little bit heavy now. Lindbergh through 170 and westbound 70, you are slowing from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included. Ends September 30th. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This week, the Missouri Tigers are heading to Orlando, but Gary Pinkel's team isn't going to Disney. The Tigers are heading to Orlando to take on Central Florida. It's the first meeting between these two schools. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coverage begins at 9:45 a.m. Game time is at 11 on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I've lost so much hair, and it's so thin that I don't even want to wash my hair anymore.
I wish my hair was as easy to manage as it used to be, but now it's so dull and lifeless.
I used to get so many compliments on my hair. Now I'm embarrassed. People can actually see my scalp.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Would you like to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If so, we're going to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caronique. Call 1-800-600-1578. Caronique includes the only FDA-approved product clinically proven to regrow thicker, fuller hair. Plus, the Caronique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-600-1578 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-600-1578.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout. 6,000 off Rogues, 8,000 off Muranos, 8,500 off Quests, 9,000 off Maximas, 11,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima for just $99 a month. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles the University of Central Florida. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tiny bubble. What's Hawaii's nickname? They got the state. Is it got
Aloha State?
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's not very good. I thought it'd be like the land of flowers and coconuts or something. I don't know. Clear. He's in Hawaii. He is, of course. He's Mike Evans. Land of the Pure Cane Sugar, CNH. That's from Hawaii. He's there, and we'll find out what he's up to after we tell you that he is brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com. Here from Hawaii, Mike Evans.
Give it in. Give it in.
Where are you?
Was down on the ocean, just came back up to the room so I could do this so it wouldn't be so crowded, so much noise and stuff.
That's thoughtful.
I'm professional.
That's thoughtful.
Overlooking 22nd floor, Sheraton Waikiki, overlooking the Royal Hawaiian, the Manoa Hotel, and all of Waikiki Beach and Diamond Head. Beautiful day. Go outside. A little breezy today, just a little. If I go outside, now I'm outside on the lanai.
Let me look out our window here and see what we can see. I see the side of another building.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Beautiful.
When I look out the window. So what
maybe
have you done?
You see that guy that is the band leader.
Uh-huh. What have you done since you've been there? Just surf?
Golf, surf.
So you did surf?
Yeah.
Now, how long will you surf? Like an hour?
A half hour, 45 minutes is about all I can take.
You still any good? Can you still stand up?
I can always stand up.
Yeah.
Little bitty waves, but we're going North Shore tomorrow because there's like 12 footers over North Shore. I'll watch that from the beach. I'm not getting into that.
I don't think that's something I could ever have done.
Question, huh?
I don't think that's something I could ever have done is stay up on a surfboard.
Oh, I think you could, Frank. I think you could do anything you wanted to. You put your mind to it, it's the kind of man you are.
No, okay.
My wife, Angela, did it on our last trip. She took surfing lessons, and she got up on like three, four-foot waves. Yeah, she did good.
There you go.
Oh. Good for her. All right, what do you got?
Pop quiz question. How much money did CBS make last year on the black and white I Love Lucy, which is in syndication just about everywhere? $1 million? A little over $10 million,
whoa,
or a little over $20 million. CBS, how much did they make on the old I Love Lucy black and white show of last year? Great event last night. It was just fabulous. The world premiere of the third season of Hawaii 5-0. All the stars are there. I got chatting with all the guys from Alex O'Loughlin, all the stars. Then they showed the show that will be on tonight nationally. They showed it on this huge screen that they put up right on the stand in Waikiki Beach, a red carpet. It was very cool. They do it every year. Really, really much, much more fun than going to the Emmys, which I would have done if I was back in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so, we can decide
it was great.
We can decide which one we wanted to go to, so we just didn't go to either one of them.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Let's love Nuggets. Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson are basically back together, and they see each other all the time, and they wear disguises. And the disguises they wear are so good their families and their friends don't even recognize them. They go to movies together. They go to the beach, not Malibu, not Santa Monica. They go out to Long Beach, Huntington Beach, Seal Beach, where there's no paparazzi out there. And with their disguises, nobody ever recognizes them, but they are basically back together again. That is so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful.
So beautiful. A couple of TV nuggets. James Gandolfini is coming back to weekly television. He has his own weekly television show. He's not going to play a gangster. He, like he did in Sopranos, he plays a very sketchy two-bit, kind of a slimy lawyer that hangs out at the New York jails or the precincts looking for clients. It is called Criminal Justice. Supposed to be pretty good. I like James Gandolfini. I think just about anything he does, it will be good.
Yeah.
By the way, Franco,
mm-hmm.
How was Boardwalk Empire last night?
Weak. Weak.
Really?
You missed the one to miss. It was very weak. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And my wife even said one of the least notable episodes. I think it's going to fire up pretty good next week, though.
Okay. Most ridiculous Lifetime movie I've ever heard of. There have been a lot of goofy movies on Lifetime, but this one's going to be out in January. The name of the movie, are you ready?
Ready.
Restless Virgins.
Ooh.
Oh. Breathless virgins. Okay. For a brief moment, American Idol considered making several former American Idol winners judges.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad.
That lasted for about 30 seconds, and they decided, no, we don't. That's not a probably good idea. We'll move on. I hear that Paula Abdul. She gave a call and wanted to know if they were interested in hiring her before they made all the changes in the judges. Producer said, oh, thank you very much. We're not interested. Simon Cowell, extremely depressed. The X Factor ratings just keep getting worse every week.
Then pull the plug, your $200 million, and enjoy your life.
I tried to watch that last week. It was not good.
No, it's not.
No.
Odds and Ends. One of Frank O's favorite people, Little Kim.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, Little Kim and Kelly Osbourne.
If you were into it like I am, you'd know it's Lil Kim.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can tell you don't know the music.
L-I-L. Yeah.
No, I'm not. It's a hip factor.
Yeah, I've got it. I have it.
Lil Kim and Kelly Osbourne are going to be doing a album together.
About time.
Oh.
About time.
How about this? Dr. Phil's shows that he produces and his books make Dr. Phil about $80 million a year.
That you know what? That makes me ill.
You know what? You could do what Dr. Phil does, other than you're not a doctor, but other than that part.
I don't think he is either.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
You know what? This is crap.
Like a doctor.
We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
That's right, doctor. Thank you, doctor.
We wish you would, doctor.
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes. Word is that she actually does have a serious mental condition, and she needs medical care. Her family came to Los Angeles to try to help her, and Amanda got on a plane and flew to New York, and now she's someplace in New York City, so they came to reach her.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And finally, that's why they call me a professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much money did CBS make last year on the old black and white I Love Lucy show? You remember what I told you?
Yeah. 1, 10, and 20.
$1, $10, and $20.
I thought it was $1, $20, and $50.
No, $1, $10, and $20.
All right, Tina, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 20.
I'm going to go 10.
$1, $10.
They made a little over $20 million.
Holy mackerel.
Have a great day. And aloha. Mahalo.
It's not even a real song.
No.
He's making it up. There's no such song.
No, so much for the professional.
You know what anybody could sound Hawaiian? Malahili, Olawani, Ani, Hani, Odikali, Odi, Odi, Wani, Mani, Odi. Yeah, that's easy to do. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. I Love Lucy, $20 million a year. It's me.
I guess their estate still gets some of that too, right?
Well, sure. Or whoever owns the rights to the Lucy stuff. And it may not be her estate, it may be somebody that bought all the rights. Look at all that stuff Michael Jackson owned. All right, American Equity Mortgage for the last 20-plus years, 20 years and some change, has had a very simple message for you, and here it is. Don't incur or keep incurring bad debt. Don't hang on to bad debt. It's okay to get into it when you have to, but get out of it when you can. And when you can is when you're a homeowner. When you own a home and you have equity in your home, you now have a way out. You have a way out of the bad debt into the good debt. Good debt, wax on, wax off. Good debt, low interest. Bad debt, high interest. Okay? Credit card debt equals bad debt because it's high interest. Get out from under it. American Equity Mortgage will pay it off. You pay them back. Now you can breathe because you freed up some money every month and you're going to get that debt paid off a whole lot quicker. Of course, you talk to them too if you want to buy a house and you're renting. The world is your oyster right now. There's a lot of stuff available at great prices, and you don't have a home to sell because you're a renter. Contact American Equity Mortgage. They work fast. They'll get you approved as fast as possible, no matter what your credit rating is. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, they cleared that accident that was down here on southbound 55. It was actually closer to Revis. It came over on the report at Bayless, but things are looking pretty good now. They still are working with that stalled tractor trailer cab. It's on eastbound 70, just a little bit west of the Edward Jones Dome. Traffic is blocking the left lane, and traffic is jammed solid now at Grand. Southbound 270 getting much better. It's just a little slow now south of Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Downtown is all thinned out on eastbound 64, but westbound 64, that's picked up a little bit more volume now, and you're slow from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Usually it's like that early, but now it's let's go to the commercial. This traffic report's brought to you by Cars.com. Shopping for a new car? Let Cars.com bring out your car shopping confidence. You can read expert and consumer reviews so you know you're getting the right car. Cars.com, confidence comes standard. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse, and the price has started just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County. GM
Country. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood store. Bring your measurements and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year during this two-day sale. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
I have 4 seconds to thank you for listening and tell you we'll be back here tomorrow. 6 o'clock.